Welcome to Student Brains and Fitness Gains, a podcast for people who want to get fit. I am your host, Jana Six, and in this episode, I was joined by Rowan Alphons. We have been following each other on Instagram for a while, and I love Rowan's view on fitness and health. That is why I loved having him on the podcast. The most important things we talked about were how to make fitness sustainable and not believing everything you see on Instagram. I hope you will enjoy this episode. Welcome to Student Brains and Fitness Gains. Thank you so much for joining me today. Can you first tell us something more about yourself?
Yes, of course. Well, my name is Rowan Alphons. I am from the Netherlands. I'm 26 years old. And me and my father, we own our own personal training center, which is in a old church building. And we actually just moved this summer to this new building. Before this, we had a middle school building. I don't know if that makes any sense in English, but that was basically also a big building. But now we have everything in one huge church church room, or no, I don't know, church something. it's pretty big, and that's what we like to have, everything in one room. And that's where I'm basically working at every day. We have our opening hours from 9 to 9 every day. So we are at our gym from, let's say, 8 to 10 every day. So it's basically my home now right now.
That's super cool. So how long have you been training yourself?
For about, I would say, 4 years now. Consistently, yeah, 4 years.
Okay. Do you think everyone can start living a healthy lifestyle, even when people who, for example, are extremely obese?
Yeah, I do believe everyone can make a change. But the main thing is that you need to be willing to make that change, because anyone can do it. It's if you have the right mindset, if you have the right workout program, if you have the right nutrition program, then anyone can basically get in shape or get a six pack or get stronger. Anyone can do that, but it's the mind that sets people apart, I think.
So do you have any tips to change your mind, like to convince yourself to do something about it?
What I ask my clients is, why do you come to me? Why do you need my help with working out, or why do you want to start working out? And if you can't answer that question for yourself, then I don't think that you're ready to start doing your workouts or start to make a change. Because if you don't know why you're doing something, then it's probably not with the right mind. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I ask my clients, like some people say, I want to lose 5 kilograms of body fat. And then I would ask them, why do you want that? And usually comes down to either being insecure about your appearance or doing something because other people tell you that you basically maybe should be starting to work out or something. But if it doesn't come from you or your own heart, then it's probably not optimal. It's not impossible, but not optimal.
So you need to find a purpose of why you are doing what you do.
Exactly.
Okay. Probably it will also come along the way for some people, I think, because I think I started because I wanted to look better for other people, but along the way, I also enjoyed doing it. And then I had other goals that were better for me.
Exactly. That's perfect. That's perfect. As long as you just, if you, for example, are starting to work out because you want to, I don't know, impress a guy or impress a girl with the insane glutes or insane biceps that you have, that's a perfect goal. But then when you have, let's say you accomplish a goal and start a relationship with that person, then the entire purpose of your working out and keeping your nutrition on point, then everything just falls apart, I think, because the goal is already there. You have the relationship, and then the healthy lifestyle is no longer needed, maybe, because you already have the goal that you wanted. So if your goal is not to live a healthy lifestyle, then you should know what the goal is, because it's perfect if you want to have a six pack just to impress girls. Perfect. If that's what you want, then do that. But you have to know why you're in the gym, because otherwise you won't be as focused or as determined or as motivated as you could be.
Okay. So you mentioned that you also need the right program. How do you get the right program? Is it something that you can make yourself?
I make my own programs indeed. Yeah. And I think that it's really important that you enjoy your workouts, because if you don't enjoy them, then motivation will go down. And if you don't see progress, maybe, then you won't get the high as much. Like if I lift more than I did last time, I get that high feeling, you know. And if you don't get that with your program, then maybe the motivation goes down. But you can get good programs with online coaches, maybe people at your gym who've been working out for a long time. Maybe they will help you with stuff. And otherwise, I would say go find yourself a personal trainer that you like, that you can connect with.
Personally, when I just started, I just asked a friend of me that was already going to the gym to show me some things, and that was a great start for me.
Exactly. That's perfect, because you need people that have already done things to tell you about their experience. But for everyone, the experience will be different. So every person will probably need a different program as well to keep it fun first, and also to have like all people are different. So not everyone will have the right mobility for a squat, maybe. So a squat might be perfect for you, but maybe for me, it's not that optimal. So yeah, everyone needs a different program.
Okay, but that's probably also something that you will find out when you are starting things and trying things out.
Yeah, it's a lot of trial and error, indeed, yeah. So I've been doing pull-ups for a long time, and I really love pull-ups. And I've been doing pull-ups with some friends of me as well. And for example, their shoulders don't really like the pull-ups. It hurts them. So I wouldn't recommend doing pull-ups for them, but for me, it works perfectly. So yeah, everyone has different preferences, of course. I don't really like to do deadlifts as much as other people might. So I like to do some stiff leg deadlifts with the dumbbells, because I like that more than the heavy barbell stuff.
Okay, so what about a nutrition plan? Is that also something that you can do yourself?
Yeah, it could be, as long as you've got the knowledge of what you need for your goal. And I don't think a lot of people have that. So I would definitely recommend either checking out some, I don't know, YouTubers who have informational videos about nutrition, such as, I don't know if you know Matt Ogus or Christian
I've
Guzman.
Heard of him, yes.
they talk a lot about their nutrition, and especially about the part where whatever they eat doesn't necessarily mean that that would be good for you as well, because everyone has, of course, different preferences. I, for example, don't like cheese. So if someone eats mac and cheese and says that that's perfect for their diet, for me, that wouldn't be perfect because I just don't like it. And the same thing goes for portions or amounts of calories, macros. That's different for everyone, just the same as it would be with a workout program.
Okay. So why is it that different? Is it because you are more active, or also because you like other things?
Yeah, a little bit of both, I think. First of all, because people have different TDEs, different weights, different goals. For example, a 100 kilogram man doesn't need as much food as a 200 kilogram man, of course. But then when the 200 kilogram guy wants to lose weight and the 100 kilogram guy wants to increase his weight, then they will also need different amounts of calories. So everyone has a different requirement, also related to their goals. Yeah, and of course your body weight comes in, body fat mass comes in, and your total daily energy expenditure. Yes.
Okay. So what is your best tip for people who want to start living healthier, but they just don't know where to start?
Maybe find out what healthy means to you first, because I think that health is a very big word. It can mean a lot of things. Health can mean the absence of injuries. That's healthy. Healthy can mean eating non-processed foods. Maybe that's healthy to you. Or working out 3 times a week. Maybe that's healthy to you. To me, health is, or being in good health means that I have a balanced life where I work out at least 3 or 4 times a week, where I have the right balance between my macronutrients, micronutrients, and where I'm just basically feeling happy. And when I have those balances in order, that's where I am happy. And then next to that, mental health comes in, of course. And whatever you need to be mentally healthy, is also different for every person, I think. Because I love to be around my family, my friends, my wife. And maybe that's a little bit less important to some of you. But you have to find out what works for you and what's important to you and how you can stay healthy in your own way. Because health is such a wide topic that I think that you need to find out what that means to you.
Okay. And then from there, you can probably make a plan, but you first need to understand what you want.
Exactly. Yeah. If you can find out what you want first, then you can make a plan. But if you start making a plan without knowing what you really want, then I don't think that it's going to be it can be a perfect plan, but maybe not for you.
Okay. So what if you made a plan, and how can you make sure that you stick to your plan?
Yeah. I think a lot of people search for motivation or the right. Maybe some people say, I need to find that switch or make that switch, right? And I don't really think that focusing on that switch or focusing on having the motivation is the right way to start. Because if you can find out what it is that you truly want, then there's nothing that can stop you from getting that. I mean, for example, if you want to have pizza tonight and you don't have a bike or a car to go pick up some pizza, then you will get it delivered. You will find a way to get that pizza because you want to have that pizza tonight, right? And if you want to have a six pack, you're going to need to find out the things that you need to do in order to get to that six pack. So if you know that you need to work out a couple times a week, have a right nutritional plan, and keep the right mindset to focus on your goal, then those things will eventually come natural to you, because all you focus on is getting to that end goal, getting to that pizza. You will do anything to get your goal, as long as you really want it.
So what if your plan is really just too hard and not realistic? Is it a good idea to change it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because for me, my workout plan isn't set or anything. It's constantly changing, because some days I might feel a little bit of pain in my right knee, for example, and on a day like that, I wouldn't go too heavy on my squats or my lunges or whatever. So changing your plan is a good idea, as long as you don't do everything completely different, because I think that adapting to certain situations is great, especially if something isn't working for you, because it's always trial and error. But making huge changes in your workout routine will definitely prevent some progress, and making progress is one of the most important things to keep to make progress, basically with muscle mass or losing weight, because you need to go higher and higher in weights or in repetitions or in whatever. So as long as you can control some parts of your workout routine and don't change everything, then yes, you can adapt if something isn't working for you. Yes.
So you're saying that the basics need to be the same, and then from there you can change things around a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Definitely. So is there anything else that you can do to achieve your goals besides planning and sticking to your plans?
I would say tell your friends and your family about your goals, because some people like to keep things for themselves just because they're, I don't know, maybe they're afraid of failure. And they're like, a friend of mine just had to get his license for the car. And he was afraid of, he didn't tell me that he was going to do his exam, because he was afraid he was going to fail. And then when he would have told me, I would get to know the fact that he would fail. But if he would have told me, I could, I don't know, tell him, hey, good luck, man, you can do this. But I didn't know he was doing it, so I couldn't do that. And if your family and friends know what your mindset is about, let's say you want to lose weight and your friends don't know you are trying to lose weight, and you're going to a party and everyone's having pizza, everyone's having french fries, everyone's having burgers and drinks and stuff, and you're just sitting there like, fuck, I can't have all this shit because then I'm going to fail on my goals or anything. If your friends and family don't know that you're so busy with that, they can't help you. And if they would have known that you're doing that, they might have skipped on the pizza or skipped on the drinks or whatever. So I don't think that that would harm your goals, but I think that would actually help you stick to your goals more. So tell your friends, tell everyone about what you want to achieve, and they'll definitely help you.
And I think it's also helpful for yourself, because when you tell your friends, you really want to prove them that you can do it. But when you don't tell them, it doesn't matter if you fail or not, because they don't know anyways.
They don't, exactly, yeah. And even if that's maybe like a small part of your motivation, then that's perfect, because as long as it gets you to the gym, then your motivation is fine.
Okay. So is there anything else that you would like to add or that we haven't discussed yet?
Maybe something about don't believe everything you see on Instagram or YouTube.
That's a good one.
Because I see so many fitness influencers doing all these difficult exercises for like 5 or 6 exercises for biceps on one day. And then I see all these people copying that. And for most people, that's just not optimal. So start with the basics first. Try and learn something about fitness and about your nutrition and stuff. And then just try a bunch of stuff and see what works for you, basically.
And also maybe check your sources, like they say, because you know, like some people are more scientific, so you know they are probably more right. I think it's very important to know what background the people have that are telling you those things.
Yeah, definitely. And one big recommendation might be Jeff Nippard. Do you know Jeff Nippard?
Yes.
Like his videos are about the science behind things, but he also talks about his own personal experiences. So he kind of combines the science with his own mind, and he doesn't say this is right or this is wrong. He just tells what he feels is better for him and might work for you as well. So I think that is a perfect example of how you can influence the world in a good way. Yeah.
Yes. And then also, like, for example, this week, I saw someone posting about coffee. And then she said her clients had lost a lot of weight, and she showed progress pictures, and you could see that they had lost a lot of weight. And then I think, if you really think to yourself, can people lose that much weight just by drinking some coffee? That's just not realistic. I don't get why people believe that is true.
Exactly. You know, people really want to find a quick solution for losing their weight or getting those abs, and it just doesn't work like that. It's not that easy. Like, you can't take a pill and then have abs.
And even if it was true, then I would think that coffee is not healthy at all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what kind of coffee are you drinking? Yeah. It doesn't exist. No.
It's weird. Okay. So if people really liked what you're saying, where can they find you?
My Instagram is called Rowan Alphonse, which is basically just my name. And my gym is called Totally In Shape, which is in the northern part of the Netherlands. Probably a place where no one comes.
Well, I have some Dutch followers, so maybe they will come there sometimes.
Nice. Send them over.
Okay.
check my Instagram, Rowan Alphonse. I like to post some informational stuff and motivational stuff and whatever's going on in my mind.
I really like following you also because you're very scientific based, I would say. So I would also really recommend people to go follow you.
Thanks for that. Thank you.
I will leave everything in the description below your Instagram so people can check it out. And then I really want to thank you for coming on the podcast. I think it was super interesting.
Thank you for having me. And are you doing this with a lot of different people in the future?
I'm planning to do a lot more interviews. I already interviewed Jordan Syed. I don't know if you know him.
Jordan, I don't know.
He's a popular, also scientific base, but more about fat loss. He's actually my favorite YouTuber. So it was super cool to have him on the podcast.
Oh, really?
But I've also had a lot of other people. And I'm planning to do way more.
Nice. Very cool of you to do this.
Thank you. I left Rowan's Instagram and website in the description below. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, then please leave a review on iTunes. It would make me super happy. Thank you so much for listening. See you in the next episode. Thank you.